This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Israeli military telling civilians to evacuate the city of Rafah and Gaza ahead of a potential ground assault on the Gaza Strip's southernmost city. More than 1.4 million people are said to be sheltering there. Ceasefire negotiations have also reportedly stalled in the last several hours as hopes for a second deal that would bring an end to the fighting, at least temporarily, would include the release of hostages has dwindled. Caught up earlier with Brian Kilmeade on the ongoing war in Gaza and really what the next 24 to 36 hours may ultimately hold.
I just think we have a theme. We have a theme in which the right thing in Ukraine, but the slow walking of weapons destroys the mission. The right thing in Afghanistan, you know, eventually want to wind down, but the way they did it destroyed the mission and destroyed the 20-year effort. And then with Israel, the right thing, let them go after Hamas, but when things get tough, the U.S. gets going, and they now have stopped munition shipments and part of the $9 billion that was just issued to them. They've stopped that going in because, in my view, they're desperate to hold on to Michigan and Minnesota and the Arab community there, and they see these riots on campus and Genocide Joe. But the mission is to wipe out Hamas. You can't possibly want to complete the mission and leave Hamas 4 battalions in Rafah because you don't want to see any more unrest around the globe. Well, you have no choice. And if you got the weapons to them quicker, if you didn't stop them from going into Rafah 7 weeks ago, this thing could have been over already. But instead, you have a series of forced meetings on hostage swaps that Hamas has no interest in doing because part of the reason, sadly, is they don't have 130 hostages. They got more like 30. What happens to the others? You know, and they are right next to the bin Laden of this situation, Sinwar. And he can't let this guy survives with his higher ups. That's like leaving bin Laden and Zawahiri and all these guys together because the world sentiment says America's being too tough in Afghanistan. No, we tried to kill everybody possible, and we got most of them, and we eventually got Zawahiri and bin Laden. We didn't stop. If the world said, you know, enough, we would have left. And certainly Israel didn't say enough. All they did is provide intelligence. And now in the time that we need them, that they need us, we start pulling back and trying to berate them publicly for 2.5 hours. Bin Lincoln says, under no circumstances should you go in Rafah. Really? They went in anyway. Why? Because in one of the humanitarian bridges, they had 7 IDF soldiers hit, 4 killed. At a humanitarian bridge that was supposed to just be an usher in an aid. So they couldn't allow this. And then they find these shafts of fight where fighters are coming in and out. So they have to go into portions of Rafah, and that's where they are right now. Rich, for me, the best news would be the prime minister of Netanyahu just ignores everything, goes and finishes off these battalions. They will pay a price for that. They are definitely going into the lion's den. Nobody envies the tug of war fighting. But it has to be done. If you leave these guys intact, you're going to be calling me on a Tuesday again, talking about the fighting that's heating up right in that area. You have to get rid of the cancer. You can't pretend like it's not there and stop treatment.
All right, Brian Kilmeade with continuing team coverage and the latest breaking developments through the morning. Be listening live 10 till noon here on 104.5 WOKV.